It's that time again to chat with our local mayor of Runnymede, Councillor Shannon Says Marshall. Welcome, Madam Mayor.
Hello, everybody.
Now, we're now into November, so that means you're approaching the halfway stage in your mayoral year. Now, I know they say time flies when you're enjoying yourself, so I'm sure this is the case with you and Rob, your consort. So how has the first 6 months been?
Well, it's very difficult to sum up 6 months in just a few sentences. I've seen the transition, obviously, from summer to autumn, and the things that we do in the summer with all the fairs have all kind of faded away now. And we are definitely approaching Christmas season, and many more events are at night time, inside, in like theatre performances. Yes. Very difficult to sum it up.
What has surprised you as you travel around the borough and the county of Surrey attending these functions? Has there been something that you didn't realise before you took on the role?
There's been plenty of things. I have to say that I've been into buildings that I haven't ever been in before. There's always, so as the mayor, I go to things completely unprepared in a way when I'm travelling to places that I haven't been to before and people I haven't met before. And it all depends on the amount of information that they've given me, but I'm always learning something new. So this very week I went into the Citizens Advice building in Addlestone. People might remember it as the old library, and they're doing some tremendous work in there. I've also managed to get myself into Botley's Mansion, which is an extraordinary place to go into. Always meeting new people, always learning new things, and that's why I try on my social media to highlight what I've been learning to other people, so we all know what's going on in our community.
When you began in May, what were your expectations or aims? Had you got any?
Well, my aim, as I said, was to meet as many people as possible. And through people, you learn lots of stuff. So kind of going full circle with myself, my aim was to get out there and be really present in the community and use the mayoralty as a vehicle to connect us all back together again.
Now, in our first chat in July, you'd been the mayor for, I think, 64 days. You'd attended 48 events and driven 604 miles. So I'm sure you've got some more up-to-date statistics that you'd like to share with us.
Yes. So thank you very much to my lovely assistant, Claire. So I have now done 116 events to date. And I've driven 1,131 miles.
So quite a varied selection there. So that's the first 6 months. Looking ahead to your second half of the year, what are your thoughts? Have you got anything special work forward to in the next 6 months?
So in the next 6 months, we will be doing what we've been doing previously. It's always a bit quieter in January and February because that's the way it is. I hope to be able to concentrate a bit more on charities and getting that volunteering piece recognised, and also in any way assisting people who want to put on events, people who want to do things for our communities. I'd like to be able to help those as well, you know, enabling and empowering people.
Now, you mentioned your charities, and you've got two mayoral charities, so let's remind our listeners what those are.
My charities are the Hebrews Pay As You Feel Cafe at St Paul's Church in Addlestone. It's not just a cafe, it's also the food bank, and it also provides meals for children during the school holidays. It provides lots of things, actually, but the Hebrews Cafe itself is the vehicle that drives everything forward. They need lots of assistance, and they're very ambitious of what they want to do there. And then my other charity is the Addlestone Canoe Club, which is all about getting young people out onto the water as beginners, maybe making them more water confident, but it also promotes healthy living with exercise, etc. And if you do have a talent for paddling, they have coaches there that will train you, and they have actually taken people to national level. So a huge range there at Addlestone Canoe Club, assisting youth organisations and others to be out and about on the water and improve improving water safety.
And have you got any activities that you'll be organising to fundraise for them?
Yes. So we have the Mayor's Ball, the Mayor's Spring Ball at Wentworth on the 16th of March. Those tickets will be £99 each. Yes, it'd be lovely to see lots of you there. We also are doing a quiz night at the Canoe Club. That's on the 18th of November. We also are looking at doing an afternoon tea at Fox Hills Country Club. I haven't got a date for that yet because I'm absolutely up to my eyeballs with remembrance at the moment and keeping myself on top of that.
Sure. Now, I'm sure once those dates will be finalised, we'll obviously share those. So all I can say now again is thanks again for chatting to us here at Radio Way, giving us a little bit more of an insight as your role as Mayor. In our next conversation, we'll look again at your diaries and the events that you've been to, as well as we head up to the festive season. So it just leaves me to say thank you very much, Madam Mayor.
Thank you very much.